Welcome to Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and I will be your host throughout this series. Together, we will explore AI through fireside conversations with industry experts. From business executives and AI researchers to leaders who advance AI for all, Humane is the channel to release new AI products, to learn about industry trends, and to bridge the gap between humans and machines in the fourth industrial revolution. If you like this episode, remember to subscribe and leave a review. Why you should be worried about identity theft. Identity theft, federal complaints, and security software. Written and narrated by the author. Over the last few years, identity theft has leapfrogged all other crimes to top the list of crimes reported to the Federal Trade Commission by U.S. consumers. Unfortunately, the number and complexity of these crimes are growing every year. Put simply, though most of us remain blissfully unaware of it, ID theft is quickly spiraling out of control. In July 2019, U.S. bank holding company Capital One revealed that it had suffered a data breach that had seen hackers make off with over 100 million records of people who had recently applied for a credit card. Capital One revealed that 140,000 social security numbers and 80,000 bank account numbers of U.S. citizens had been stolen. From these figures, it emerges that identity theft rose to the top of crimes reported by U.S. customers and continues to affect millions of people. ID theft, unauthorized payments, and even blackmail are possible with the information the hackers steal every year. Before proceeding, let us ask ourselves one question. Is artificial intelligence the solution needed to protect our information on a global scale? As new technologies emerge, including deep code, the focus should be on these solutions as identity theft threatens our social relationships. Numbers on identity theft. Let us make sense of the identity theft problem by crunching some numbers here. The Bureau of Justice released some worrying statistics showing that 17 million Americans experienced identity theft since 2017. The agency also noted that fraud-related losses amounted to at least $17 million, with more anticipated in the coming months. From Yahoo and Target to JP Morgan and Equifax, it is clear that identity theft is not slowing down any time, and from these statistics, it could worsen. The Identity Theft Resource Center, ITRC, deals with cybercrime issues, and according to the organization, ID is a widespread problem that is more complicated than earlier thought. For instance, ITRC reports that business breaches total to 907 and affected 180 million people, followed by 128 education-based breaches that affected 1.5 million people. The healthcare sector was not spared either, with 400 breaches affecting 5 million people. In the same vein, government breaches increased to 80 while affecting 6 million people. Lastly, the financial industry suffered losses with 150 breaches that affected 3 million people. Additionally, the ITRC claims that hacking is the most popular identity theft method compared to others, an estimate at 37%. Secondly, unauthorized access came to 30%, followed by employee errors at 13%. Exposure on the internet totaled 10%, followed by physical and insider theft at 5% and 4% respectively. Accordingly, third-party related incidences amounted to 7%, with the last one being data sources at 3%. Cost implications of identity theft. Identity theft costs keep rising each year, and this should be a matter of concern. For instance, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS, estimates $450 billion in losses on a global scale from cybersecurity losses. Similar findings by McAfee estimates the annual cost of cybersecurity at $400 to $600 billion. The year 2017 saw data breaches and cybersecurity losses reaching $11.7 million and rose by 12% to $13 million in 2018, as found by Polymon Institute. This research surveyed 400 companies globally in 10 nations and sought to determine the financial implications of cybersecurity losses, such as detection, examination, and management controls. The situation in the U.S., according to the survey, is worsening as losses from cybersecurity rose from 21.2 million to 27.4 million in 2018, reflecting a 29% rise. The banking sector also suffered cybersecurity losses estimated at $16.7 million in 2017 and rose to $18.4 million in 2018. Malware-based attacks recorded the highest expenditure at $2.6 million, with web attacks coming second at $2.3 million. The ITRC found hacking as the popular attack method used in identity theft in 2018, where data breaches amounted to 500 and affected 17 million information sources, such as financial records. Access without authorization came second at 400 breaches that consequently affected 400 million information records, and with the highest number of breaches. Identity theft complaints rising. The Federal Trade Commission tracked ID and fraud complaints and found an estimated 1.5 million fraud incidences, with victims losing money for 25% of the cases reported. For example, the cost of fraud increased from 2017 of $400 million to $1.48 billion in 2018, with the average median cost each consumer paid totaling to $400. Scams from imposters amounted to $500 million, while 2018 saw all 15% of the reported complaints fall under identity theft. Also note that identity theft cases reduced from 2015 to 2018 by an estimated 9%, after which they rose again in 2018 by 20%. How does identity theft take place? The people responsible for identity theft are evil geniuses who are out there to cause trouble for innocent victims as they pursue their selfish interests. Just to mention, these criminals use tricks not understood by the public, leading to massive loss of personal information and data. Stealing is the first method that necessitates identity theft and involves physical contact of people with your personal information, such as documents in your house or car. Dumpster search of information from documents is another technique used to access personal data and using it for their own objectives. Do you know anonymous people can change your address by filling request forms and then accessing your information? Yes, this is another method that is fast spreading, with people reporting complaints of their address changes without their consent. Still worried? Here's another one. When you go to the gas station or eat out in a restaurant, criminals can swipe your card and clone information to a counterfeit credit card and purchase. Emerging identity theft methods. Tax identity theft involves stealing personal information where people copy your social security information and use it for filing returns with government agencies such as the IRS. Another emerging ID theft mechanism is anonymous people getting your medical information to access care services. The health insurance number is also used to benefit from your medical billing. Senior citizens have also come under threat from identity theft because of caregivers who can access their data and give out or even use such information. At the same time, children-based identity theft is increasing, where adults manipulate the identity cards of children for their selfish gains. With the era of social media here, this represents another loophole that thieves can use to access your data and use the information. Protecting yourself from identity theft. Examining your credit card report is the first step towards protecting yourself from identity theft. As mentioned, suspicious people use the credit card to steal your information, and the least you can do is requesting your credit card every 3 or 4 months in order to check for any suspicious activities. Early checking of your credit history matters when it comes to reducing ID theft. Secondly, you should not respond to unsolicited messages, which ask for personal information, including social security number, name, and date of birth. Software updates on your computer are critical to avoid infiltration of viruses, which most often lead to theft of personal information. Developing a fraud alert is another method of preventing identity theft, as this keeps you informed about suspicious activities in your personal information. Using fraud alerts keeps suspicious people away from your data, and communicating with credit card companies safeguards your information. Another technique is to shred your personal data to avoid third-party exposure. Impersonators also pose threats to your information, for instance, on your smartphone or when accessing your social media accounts. How do you check if your information has been stolen? Criminals develop many tactics that you may not understand, and this goes to show the importance of checking regularly for compromised identity. Sometimes you can receive requests asking you to provide information about yourself. Do not accept these requests, as this could lead to people stealing your information. Checking and reviewing your bills, such as water and electricity, is important to ensure that you get updates about your information and transactions. Many people ignore this and realize later when the damage is already done. Your bank statement comes second, and you should always check to confirm that all transactions belong to you. Do not hesitate to contact your bank whenever you suspect anything fishy. The next one is your mail. Keep checking emails, and when you suddenly stop getting mails or another bill gets to your mail, this could imply something is going on, and acting early is the best solution to avoid further damage. You should also check credit card information regularly by reviewing all the figures. Health insurance is another common loophole used to access your information, and disregarding this could lead to costly implications. Applications such as LifeLock can help alert you when identity theft is likely to occur, and 1Password can alert you when your passwords may be compromised or vulnerable to attack by third-party actors. Platforms such as privacy.com can offer you one-time credit card numbers to prevent recurring purchases on trial offers or credit card skimmers on phishing sites to compromise your credit card. Using two-factor authentication on platforms such as Authy can protect your digital account from being compromised. It is preferred to use an app such as Authy rather than text code verification, as this style of defense has been known to be compromised recently. Learn how to report identity theft. Early reporting of identity theft, according to experts, is the best strategy of avoiding damage. The Federal Trade Commission is the first organization you should contact whenever you suspect identity theft. Another website you can use is identitytheft.gov, mandated to handle ID-related cases. Experts recommend using the FTC guidelines for learning about ID and steps you should take when the incident occurs. TransUnion is another great organization you can reach out to about identity theft. And with their communication lines open, you can rest assured about assistance. When you suspect anything on your data, you should contact the relevant organization, such as the IRS, insurance providers, or banks that place your account on hold until all matters are resolved. You cannot afford to buy more time or even ignore these concerns because it could mean losses coming your way. How will AI address identity theft? The rise of artificial intelligence offers hope as the identity theft problem keeps rising with AI systems capable of detecting security flaws. The DeepCode technology from AI resolves this problem by enabling software developers to see errors and reduce overall costs. As such, the DeepCode technology checks bugs within a short time and recommends solutions in equal measure. As if this is not enough, DeepCode can learn about loopholes within computer programs and replicate the same solutions to multiple programs around the world. Consequently, AI technology can attack these threats fast and reduce data leaks that become costly for organizations. The idea of AI systems sifting through programs and confirming the identity of people is crucial in protecting from further damage. Biometric data is another development that analysts forecast will have a positive influence on safeguarding digital information with tools such as Identity Access Management, IAM, developing strong controls. What does the future hold with identity theft? From the examples discussed, it is clear that identity theft threatens individuals and businesses across the aisle. With identity theft increasing, we can only forecast future trends with uncertainty. Safeguarding yourself from identity theft comes down to knowledge about your personal information and keeping it safe from third parties. Make sure you keep checking your credit report on a consistent basis and reviewing your financial accounts. As companies channel resources to identity theft controls, remember that consumers matter the most and should always be on the lookout. How has identity theft affected you, and what does the future hold? Share your comments on this episode of the Humane Podcast or contribute to our discussion on Medium. Hey humans, thanks for listening to this episode of Humane. My name is David Jacobovich, and if you like Humane, remember to click subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Luminary. Thanks for tuning in and join us for our next episode. New releases are every Tuesday.